Well, Adrian Dodoro, Paul Vanderhaar and Mark Harvey think they've stolen the march on the rest of the competition. Their arch rivals Carlton have got wind of the fact that a roly-poly little fat 13-year-old by the name of Whippy Watson may just be the next big thing. Blues legends Styx Kernaghan and Diesel Williams have been dispatched in one of the Pratt family's private jets to try and get to Whippy in Dimbuka before the Bomber boys can get there. Somehow, however, they've convinced the pilot to land in Ballarat, where they loaded up on KFC and Crown Lagers. When the Carlton CEO, Little Kane, rang him to find out where they are, it didn't sound good.
Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Baby! Stand by your man!
Meanwhile, north of the border, Sydney too have heard about the extraordinarily talented, slightly overweight teenager. After a wildly successful period, the club has stalled. They need an injection of talent, a player to not only ignite the team, but to also capture the hearts and imagination of this huge city starved of wonder and delight. Deep in the recesses of the club, the president, a flamboyant doc with a love of shapely young females, and an equally flamboyant recruiting officer, a former player with a love for tight-fitting garments, hatch a dastardly plan to snatch the tubby teenager talent from under Essendon's nose. The recruiting officer is considered a genius at his craft and loves the adulation.
And no one knows him in Sydney, where actually they know me, the god. I'm hoping he can make an impact. Sydney love the heroes, such as Warwick Kappa.
Outside, in the car park, a hot pink helicopter awaits. In the dead of the night, the odd couple take flight on this precocious mission.
Oh dear, the twists and turns of this. Meanwhile, the footy world in meltdown with a major AFL investigation unfolding at the Essendon Football Club. Oh, not again. Ken Wood and a team of 10 have descended upon CEO Xavier Campbell's office after a leaked email tends to indicate that Campbell is buying his suits from the Tarot Cash wholesale store, unpicking the labels and stitching on fake Gucci and Ralph Lauren labels that he makes himself. The interrogation techniques that Ken Wood has been using are very controversial, but highly effective and have yielded great results.
Ah! Pressure point! Pressure point!
Whippy, meanwhile, is oblivious to the drama that's unfolding around him. The 13-year-old idly spends his time hanging around the local IGA bottle shop, staring wistfully at the local Chardonnays and Rieslings. One day, I'll make my own exotic white wine, he says dreamily, as the faint rumble of a V8 panel van can be heard in the background and a Gulfstream G500 with the whirring blades of a helicopter speed towards the Dimbuka Airport.
Oh, oh.